Let's all sleep until June. Let's all sleep until June. Let's all sleep until June. Let's all sleep until June.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. And I think you know what that means. Pretty sure that you do. It means that it is just about time to begin the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. Of course, before we do that, I have to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you should stop thinking about your future. We would never, ever advocate that kind of activity. January Fairy's working hard for us right now. She'll rejoin us in moments. At this time, I'm going to let you know kind of what is about to happen in case it's not something that you've witnessed before. Which is entirely possible. It's now time for us to start the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. It's a tradition that's been going on here at Bubbles in the Think Tank since well before I joined the radio show back in 1986. And it started off with David Andrew Dougal, went on with Bill Brinkmahler. Let's see here, Bill. Let me back up. I'm not sure that David Andrew Dougal actually ever did the Christmas Mad Lib. I'm not positive about that now that I'm having this conversation with myself.
Really?
You know, I can't remember everything all the time. I can remember some of the things some of the time.
That's why we have the archive to refer back to. That's the important part.
Give me that intern. So, yeah, I mean, I need an intern to, like, stand across from me and, like, let me know when I run into these issues.
Well, a cross-reference, the Bubbles Wikipedia page.
I feel like
that's really the primary priority, because then at least you have a frame of reference, and then you can just add to that as you go, and as things come up, then you have a point of reference to go back to.
And I remember Bill Brinkmahler even said he would work on that some, and none of us ever did.
It's still there. It's fine.
It's not a problem, really, so to
I mean, a problem.
What's a problem, anyway? Anyway, so we're about to... So the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib has been going on since at least the early 80s.
Yes.
Started out... and everyone knows, if you know anything about the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib, what that Mad Lib is, and it is the poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Yes, popularly known.
Yes, some people don't know the name of the actual name of the poem, but it's commonly known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. So we all know this,
right?
And Bill Brinkmahler, at the time when I joined the show, was doing that, and he was at that point. It wasn't called Volume One because it was just
the Christmas Mad Lib.
Yeah, and
it had not taken on a legacy of its own as of yet.
He was keeping all of the entries
right
at that point.
Right.
So the way this thing works, and
how
has
it all,
from the beginning
how it all works out
is see. That if you're familiar with the concept of the Mad Lib book, Mad Libs are short stories with certain words of the story left out, replaced by blanks that have little parts of speech relevant to what the original word would have been
right
below it. One person holds the book, has friends in the back of the car, whatever it is, they ask for those words. The other person gives them a random word that matches that entry. They write them in, read it back at the end. Hopefully it's funny.
That's right.
That's the basic concept of the Mad Lib.
What the whole shebang is based on right
and
there.
And so the Christmas Mad Lib, using A Visit from St. Nicholas, followed that same idea, but it's such a long poem that I believe it was Bill, not David, but, you know, David's listening, so someone will correct me over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group if I'm wrong. Somebody churl me, please. Because the poem was so long, it seemed like, well, let's just leave last year's words in there and add more blanks and just, you know, keep on going.
Because it can only get more silly, not less.
One would think.
So now we're to the point where we're trying to prove what that threshold might be.
And we'll get to that. And so, so when Bill left the show after about 6 years, after I had been with the show for a few years, he decided that he would like to close down that volume of the Mad Lib.
New start.
And so we had a fresh start back in 1990 or so. And we started volume two, number one, with the Christmas Mad Lib.
Right.
And ran that until the millennium.
Yes.
So we went 10
years. My first Christmas Mad Lib.
That's right.
Was
the last
volume
one.
Three.
Oh, really? I thought you were still
number one.
I thought you were still volume two, number 10, but no.
That's when I was the ultimate call.
Oh, that's right.
So I closed out.
And you gave an adjective that was not big. Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So, I was paying attention.
You're good like that.
I try.
You're very good like that. So we made it 10 years on volume two and kept all of the original final adjectives since the beginning of time there and started volume three back there in the year 2000, and we're still working it now. So tonight is volume three, number 16. We have been replacing words in A Visit from St. Nicholas for 16 years. And I think I'm maxed out. I'm 95% positive I am maxed out. So it is it's a true likelihood that this will be the final year on volume three.
So you say.
But that makes sense. It's a 30-year anniversary this year.
Uh-huh.
This is the year to do it.
Okay.
That's
because, you know, I like the roundness of things. So I was ready to call it on 15 and restart it this year.
But the 30, you know.
Okay.
30's good.
I like
that. But 30. Maybe when we're reading it, we'll go, oh, we could replace that.
So now, I don't feel like that is true. But there are so many, because this Mad Lib has been my entire
tenure
with the show. So there are entries I am quite attached to and will miss a great deal.
I'm telling you, there are some.
There are some really good ones in there.
Andy, the patron saint of Munchies, he put one up in the group today that was one of the hardest to let go. Up the puppy dog he rose.
I know.
That was really hard to let go of.
I know.
So.
There's a lot of good
and
ones.
And that's like 20 years ago now.
I know.
And yet we're still holding tight to that puppy dog.
There's a phrase that makes you laugh every time. Every time. And I don't know. So, we'll just see.
We'll just see. We'll see what happens.
There's some excellent, excellent nouns in this one.
It's true.
There's some adjectival nouns I quite enjoy.
Well, we'll see what it all looks like by the time we wrap this up tonight.
Right.
But to wrap it up, we got to get it started, especially because we don't know when we have to end, which means...
So we should give everybody the logistics of how it's going to shake loose.
That's right. So so right out of the gate, let me warn you, we're gonna aim to wrap this up at one because
that's right.
We have no idea if someone is coming in after us.
That's right.
So we don't have any choice here, so I better pick up the pace.
Because
I've never said that before.
We're all business. Oh, no. Before the first one?
Oh. Okay. Okay, so there's two ways to get in on this game. Two ways. One of which is to Skype us using the contact name Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, B-I-T-T-T, for Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yes, all of those T's need to be there.
That's right.
Belinda, B-I-T-T-T. That's one option. Or you can call us like a normal person at...
Area code 5855.
That's right. And this is new, and I believe this it's different than what we had online. So
that's
please, one of our staff members, our ever-embiggening staff, please type this and put this into someplace somewhere on the Facebooks.
855-915-WMFO, which is 855-915-9636.
That is correct.
So that's how you can get a hold of us here.
That's right. And so we're going to run through...
Toll-free.
Run through this game the way that we have run through it for years and years and years.
Oh, it's so exciting.
So now it is officially time to kick off the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib after all that buildup.
We're going to do the sacrificial caller.
We're going to have the sacrificial caller right now at 855-915-WMFO.
Oh, it's so far away. Hold on. Here we go.
And the sacrifice is complete.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. 855-915-WMFO to be the initial caller here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hello?
Well, let me do that. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Now we've got it. Hello?
Oh, I lost you. Hey, there you are. Hi, Saint. Saint, no.
Saint, can you hear us now? Good. Oh, the January fairy's not here.
Yeah, though. I can't hear that at all.
Hmm.
What's that magical button
Sorry,
do?
We're figuring this
it's out.
It's
a new here. Thing. It's a new.
Let's see if this.
Well.
No.
No.
Hmm.
Saint Slade, why don't you keep talking so I can check?
Yeah, Saint Slade, we need for you to say some words.
Something festive.
You like those? No? Nothing?
When you let go of whatever it is that you're doing, then that works. Oh, that other phone line's ringing.
Huh.
What's that other flashy thing?
That's somebody calling in on the second line.
Oh, tricky.
Yeah. Trying to figure out how to get the phones through.
Let me just see.
Yeah, try
Let me just see, because maybe it's...
There's one there.
Yeah, let's scope this story right here for a second.
There's no way for us to test this one in advance. So let's see. Now say something for us, Saint Slade. All right, he's talking for us. No?
I don't have anything in those.
Oh, she's getting nothing. Trying to think of what my other options here are.
Still nothing.
Still nothing for her. Try that set just to make sure.
Okay. Saint Slade, are you still talking?
Hmm?
Is Saint Slade still talking?
Yeah, Saint Slade.
Oh, still yeah, nothing.
I got
nothing.
Oh,
got no.
One more to try here. All right, give her something now. No. I don't think we're getting it. Well, Saint Slade, I think what we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and make it through this first call because we've got you here now, and we sure don't want to let you go. And I'm going to continue to think here.
See, now when you let go of that, I can hear fine.
Oh, you can hear him if I let go?
No, I can actually hear anything at all. Oh, I can hear him very...
Can you hear me right now?
I can hear you, yeah.
You can, so the JF can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Saint, can you hear me?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So weird. What is that?
Changed everything.
Hello.
There he is.
There he is.
Hey.
I was all missing right. A button there.
Sometimes it's just the little things.
It's just the little things. I only do this once a year.
And this is brand new.
And this
it's a new phone. I can't even
yeah,
reach it. It's a new number.
So, hey.
Hey, Saint Slade.
We'll get rid of all that in post.
Yeah, fine. Just edit it right out. And the initial caller, hello.
It's Saint Slade.
Hey, Saint Slade.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, we're having fun.
Saint Slade, it's so funny that, you know, typically you're so close to me. And now here we are chatting. Yeah. And I'm very far. I don't know. Why does that fascinate me so much? I had to go thousands of miles away to talk to someone who is mere thousands of feet from me.
Aww.
Most evenings.
Right.
So, Saint Slade, we're going to start the Mad Lib music since this is the initial call. And, you know, just a little, although it's cold in Boston, we're going to do a little Lost Sunset Lounge with Charles Afton. Welcome to the Lost Sunset Lounge, where cocktails, relaxation, and a stress-free environment are the norm. It's a sonic landscape of cool electronic grooves that will have you sipping brightly colored umbrella drinks on the veranda while the last rays of sun slip beneath the horizon. And if you don't have a sunset handy, we've brought the sunset to you. There's a real-time bonus sunset DVD included in this Longitude and Latitude. With such tracks as Roadster, Therapy, Fast Cars, Naked Women, that's the one it sold me. That's the only reason I got it.
Oh, okay.
This. Agent Dream, A Shade Cool, Bird Sky Blue, Beautiful Mind, Dance at the Sunset Fire, Prelude to a Groove. I don't know. It doesn't take much really these days. But it's so pretty.
It
seems like a place that you and I should be.
It's so warm looking.
It is.
And not slushy.
Very unslush-like, unless it's crushed in a glass with a salted rim and a lime on the side.
Thank you so much, January Fair.
You're welcome, Belinda.
You're taking good care of us, as usual.
Do what I can. Do what I can.
Well, Saint Slade, you've been a part of the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib as long as I have, and maybe even before.
Possibly.
Very possibly. I like that. It's good to have you here now for it.
Yeah, this is seems like my just the only Christmas thing I have.
It is. It's the big Christmas focus for a lot of folks.
This has been my family for ages. It's my tradition.
That's right.
So I'm glad that you're here with us again. But I am going to move quickly because I just blew more minutes there with my little technical ineptitude. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that since I'm fixing that in post.
With your new and interesting challenge faced for the first time.
Aww.
Initially.
Huh? It was a window into my soul, wasn't it?
It was.
It really was.
Your initial...
Yes.
All right.
So
I think everybody can hear us now, right?
Everybody can hear us now.
We're rolling. I like it.
So we are totally ready for Saint Slade to kick off the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib Volume 3, number 16 for us.
Wow.
That makes me so happy. So Saint Slade, your initial entry tonight is a direction.
A direction.
A direction.
North to Alaska.
An excellent, excellent selection.
I think it just started freezing rain or sleet. I can hear it outside right now.
There's a little sleety happening up here.
Oh, there's some sleet going on.
We had some rain.
That's right. We have to be very careful when we leave here.
Yes.
Because it's very icy out there on those very quaint bricks.
It is quaint. The whole city. Oh, city. Quaint.
Well, thank you so much, Saint Slade. It's always good to have this once-a-year conversation with you.
And to be able to hear.
That's right.
Everything. I like it.
Thanks, Saint.
Bye.
Highlight of my year. Thanks.
Aw. Bye-bye. 855-915-WMFO or Skype us, Belinda, BITTT.
And you can be the AI caller.
No, post initial.
Oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Don't jump that far. Hey, let's
I thought we already were past it.
No, we're
I'm ready to crank it.
We're going to jump to the Skype on this one, just like this. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, it's the chairman of our board the New York office. It's Sweet Joe Silver.
Hi there, Belinda, and hi, January Ferry.
Hi, Joe. Joe, I can't even tell you her reaction to the theme song tonight. I can't even explain to it. It was fantastic. I wish I would have been filming
it. I so was not expecting that.
No, not at all.
Neither of us were. It was great.
Knowing it makes Belinda happy really made all effort worthwhile for me.
It was fantastic. She was just beside herself with giggling when she heard herself in the read back at the end.
At first, I thought it was Susie, though.
Oh, no, no. We didn't.
Why
would you not?
Why would it be me? But there we go.
Why would it be me?
Knowing that you didn't preview it before you went on the air with it gives me some interesting ideas for next year.
And luckily,
full trust. She's just like,
I know who to trust.
Why would I not just throw it right over?
I know who to trust.
Yeah, just totally went for it. Hit play, and it was like, oh, updated for the, oh!
Just the way we like it.
Oh, fantastic.
Cool.
So, Joe, you are the post-initial. Jeez, there was an I in there. That's why.
Oh, that must have been
that
it.
That was it. Initial, enter. So that means you are up first for trivia tonight, Joe. So we have some new Christmas trivia this year related to Christmas movies and television shows. So if you are ready, sir, here we go. Christmas Vacation. Clark Griswold and Uncle Eddie share a glass of holiday eggnog together in glasses shaped like this animal. I will give you a multiple choice if you would like.
I would like, yes.
Is it a reindeer, a moose, or a polar bear?
Geez, I'm not sure if I saw this particular particular vacation movie. I'm going to say moose.
That is correct. Ding, ding. Yay. We looked for bells today. Did not acquire such because I left the bell in Cincinnati. It's like your heart in San Francisco, but a little different. Okay, an elf, Buddy the Elf, explains the elves' four food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corn, and this item, which Buddy can be seen drinking and mixing with spaghetti. Is that...
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I welcome the multiple choices.
Is that chocolate sauce, chocolate milk, or syrup?
Well, I definitely didn't see this movie. I'm going to take a wild stab here and say syrup.
That is correct for two. One more for the sweep. In the Polar Express, after children are done boarding the train, the conductor suggests a beverage and a song and dance ensues. What warm winter beverage are the waiters and chefs belovedly singing about in the song? Is it hot cider, warm eggnog, or hot chocolate?
Again, a wild guess, eggnog.
Oh, it's actually hot chocolate.
Darn.
But two out of three ain't bad, so says Meatloaf. So job well done, nevertheless.
Yay, Joe.
That's right.
Well, Joe, your post-initial entry tonight is an adjective.
An adjective.
Yes.
I've got one. Salubrious.
Woo.
Wow. I like him.
Sometimes people hold on to him.
Oh, we've all done it.
Oh, a lot of people were working off the list. People have lists.
And you know, these days you got the whole year to think
about it. That's right. So, got to really make it count.
That's right. Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you for everything all year long.
Well, thank you, ladies.
Thanks,
Joe. It was a pleasure to be here.
Great.
Bye.
We will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
855-915-9636. In order to be next tonight here at Bubbles in the Think
Tank. That is correct. Let's try this again. Hello.
Hello, ladies. Hi, Bill.
Vampire Bill.
Yeah, we don't really think of him in the vampire sense as much anymore. You know, but...
You know, a lot of people go through different incarnations.
That's right.
Of their Bubbles in the Think Tank persona as time goes on.
I think when I was still in Cincinnati,
yes,
Bill called, but he wasn't... I don't believe you were Vampire Bill
at
that point.
We did not invoke him as the vampire until later.
Because... Way back then, there was the caller vampire.
Yes.
If we all remember him.
P-Y-R-E, like fire. Not P-I-R, like pirate.
Correct.
So, yes, so Vampire Bill did not become Vampire Bill. But, a qualifying adjective is always helpful for distinguishing between folks.
That's very true. And Vampire Bill, what year did you start with the show?
Started in 2000, and then I, off and on since then.
Right. Okay. I'm just trying to remember when everybody started.
Right.
This is a good year to be asking that
That's
question.
That's true. Anniversary.
That's right.
For
so,
the archives.
So, Joe, I'm sorry I missed you on that question then.
It's funny I got that name because one time I called in and they asked me what... I just basically said, nothing. They asked me what I was doing up, I said something to the effect, nothing but us vampires, and that's how I got the name.
That's right. And probably also around the time that English Muffin and I were watching, or not watching, because I did not watch, reading the... Suki Stackhouse books, which became True Blood, the TV series. And instead of just calling the lead character Bill, they all call him Vampire Bill.
Well, I didn't know that.
Bill, Vampire Bill.
All right, well, let's get him some trivia.
Let's do so. In Home Alone, Vampire Bill, it's Christmas Eve, and Kevin sits down at the dining room table with a microwavable dinner just before the doorbell rings and the bad guys show up. What was Kevin about to eat? Was it pizza, fish sticks, or macaroni and cheese?
Oh, God. It's been a while since I've seen that film. I will say fish sticks.
Oh, a microwavable macaroni and cheese dinner. Because he's only 8, so isn't allowed to cook for himself. And shouldn't have been left at home alone.
Funny.
Much like, when you watch these films in later context, it's just entertaining to think about. I mean, there is a suspension of disbelief, yes. But could that even happen in modern day? No.
No.
Let's just say no. Much in the same way all the John Grisham novels couldn't, because you can't just walk on a plane and buy a ticket and cash and a fake name. Sorry, John Grisham, the firm is now bunk. You can't even write that movie anymore. It's gone.
Okay, Bill, your next entry is a verb in the past tense.
Din dun did it.
Verb in the past tense. Flaked.
Oh, flaked.
Flaked?
You know.
Flaked.
There are...
Oh, I know flaked.
There are multiple interpretations.
That would be correct.
Of flaked.
I'm interpreting right now.
Yes, me too.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. We will talk to you next year and all year long at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group.
That's right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
855-915-9636. And you can be the cleanup caller tonight here at the Christmas Mad Lib.
Cleanup. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
David.
Hi, David.
Dave Dougal.
That's so great. I haven't heard you since we did the final Cincinnati show.
Yeah. Been a little time.
Yeah,
It's been quite a while.
So can you believe you did all this? I think I ask you that every time I do talk to you.
Can you believe this is all what has become?
Can you believe how many times I say your name on the radio all these years later?
There's a lot of invoking that goes on still.
But you got such a good name to say, David Andrew Dougal.
My only claim to fame, so you know, keep doing that for me.
So I feel in the tradition of the Christmas Mad Lib and gift giving, I should at least give you some and or one or part of your Christmas present. Because I know
you're telling me,
yes.
Not David Andrew Dougal.
No, okay. I just, that right. David
just
is
just wanted to make sure.
I mean, really, the first thing that I received at Bubbles in the Think Tank, it's one of those things that's the gift that keeps on giving, Belinda. So I'd like to just re-extend that to you. There's a lot happening in this little magical box I got for you. So I'm going to give you some. Let you read them.
So was the first thing you got cornhole kittens? Is that what you're telling me?
And sorority sex kittens too.
Oh, I didn't remember that one at all.
Uh huh. And just because this should be part of the fancy Christmasness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. We might need a picture.
So
of
let me start.
Let's do one at a time. Yes.
With the titles of the gifting, the gifting of pornography, we might say.
That's right.
We have the
adult. Film entertainment, I think, is what you meant to call them.
The Ribald Tales of Canterbury.
Maybe my favorite of all of them. I'm not going to say I didn't preview these to make sure that they were appropriate to give to you.
And Sex World from 1977. Now that's...
It's all vintage. It's all vintage.
Canterbury's 85, but yeah. Sex World 77.
I mean, they're both pretty amazing.
All right. That is exciting stuff.
Yeah. On DVD, no less.
On DVD.
Because, you know, I just, the cornhole kittens, whereas it looks great on my shelf, doesn't look so great on the VCR anymore. The VHS.
Aged a little bit?
Well, it's more so, do we have televisions that really support that format anymore? Do they look okay?
And what's this other little thing going on here?
This is just because
it
we
looks
like
a spanking snowflake.
It maybe is a little... Because we like lights and festivity and, like, you know, it's just wintry and great. And you can turn it off.
It's
so it's
a
not
snowflake
crazy.
Wand.
And it does
and
different things.
The snowflake is very much of a paddle of a snowflake.
When I held it, I was like, this feels like it would look good in Belinda's hand.
So it's in Belinda's hand.
It's true. I'm going to take a picture of it.
All right,
turn it on?
Let's do it. Take a picture. It'll last longer.
It'll last forever on the internet.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. This is selfie. I mean, not that there's not. Oh, yes. If that's not the greatest. That's fantastic.
Everybody can take part in the gift-giving fun at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm so glad you were here for this, David.
Everybody.
I could use some new entertainment, sure.
Well, there's some other things that I feel. Do you want to? We'll do. There's some more in the mix. So, David, are you ready for some trivia as part of your next call? Alrighty.
Sure.
So, in Christmas Vacation, in the scene where Clark Griswold carves the immediately deflating turkey, there is also another gourmet dish at the table. Aunt Bethany brings a Jell-O mold that has something peculiar added to it. What is the additional food that is in the green Jell-O mold?
I'm going to need a multiple choice on this one, I think.
Is the answer dog food, cereal, or cat food?
I would say dog food, because that's funny.
Oh, it's cat food, actually.
Because it's got the all-important cuss sound.
All-important
cat that must be food. Why. That must be why. Oh, and I did see, David, that you put up in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group the answer to the question about whether or not you ever did the Christmas Mad Lib.
The
And that answer was...
I might have done a special one at some point, but I was definitely reading from the books for at least the first year. And probably didn't even start doing it until 1980. So,
right?
Yeah, might have done one, maybe.
Maybe, but you sure weren't doing A Visit from St. Nicholas at that point. Because
right.
That wasn't in the book.
Yeah.
I know that the Christmas Mad Lib book actually has a truncated version.
Right, yes. It's
of the
very,
poem.
It's
very
short.
Oh, my Lord, is that thing short.
And I believe that when we were just doing the Christmas Holiday Mad Lib book in the month of December.
Oh, yeah.
We bypassed that one completely. Because
right.
it inadvertently came up one time and it was like... stealing all the Christmas thunder snow, so we bunked it completely.
But we got to pick up the pace here. So let's see here. We're on cleanup now, right?
That's right. That means it's time.
So, David, your cleanup entry is a verb in the past tense, yet again.
A verb in the past tense. Modulated.
Ooh.
That's a nice one.
I have no idea why I said that.
Nor do you need to.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
All right, thanks a lot, David. It's time for us to go to intermission. So.
Amazing.
It's good to hear from you.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Like I said, it's time for intermission right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Except that was the wrong one. I'm not doing that.
One more time.
Ladies and gentlemen, from our Christmas album, which is entitled Up Your Chimney.
That ain't right.
Well, it's close enough. The night before Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas, and I was filled with elation. I'd given the maid her 2 weeks' vacation. I turned down the lights and crawled under the covers and listened to Frankie sing songs for young lovers. I wore negligee all sheer and pink, 'cause tonight was a night I would get me a mink. I mixed some martinis and then brushed my hair, for I knew that Santa Claus soon would be there. Then from outside came the roar of a caddy. I knew who was coming. It was my Santa Daddy. I quickly applied a few drops of my sin and rushed to the door to let Santa Claus in. He was short and fat, but he looked kind of cute in his gold-plated Homburg and red cashmere suit. He spoke not a word, but walked straight for the table and calmly laid out a mink and a sable. A huge diamond necklace with earrings to match. I looked at the label from Timpani's, Natch. A big stack of green stuff from hundreds to tens, and the papers and keys to a Mercedes Benz. I hear you're a good girl. He said that's the latest. Well, I may not be good, but I've heard I'm the greatest.
That's pretty sickening.
Then I kissed him and things got kind of hazy. Man, you better believe it. That Santa's real crazy. A little bit later, in the first light of dawn, I looked at the table and my presents were gone. And there in their place was a short little note from old Santa Claus. And here's what he wrote. Dear Madam, while delivering packages from the department store, I've made a terrible mistake for the girl next door. But I'd like to say one thing before I leave. I hope I make the same mistake next Christmas Eve. Now, I learned lots of things when I studied at Vassar, but what Santa Claus taught me was really a gasser. And I'm sure I heard him say as he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas and thanks for a real swinging night.
855-915-9636. And now you can be the AI caller tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We know that K-Tuff is aiming for this one. At least he said he was.
And if not, via the phone, you can also get us on Skype at Belinda, B-I-T-T-T.
T-T-T. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm so glad I beat K-Tuff to get the AI call.
People have goals.
You deserve it.
Well, well, my phone is like on, I'm hearing everything like 5 seconds later on my phone.
It's a challenge, I know.
Sometimes it's like being in an echo chamber. It's all right, though.
But you're here now, Concrete Dovetail. It's okay.
I'm here. I'm impressed that you recognize me.
Oh, please.
She's got it all on lock.
Who do you think you're dealing with?
I don't think you know what you're up against here.
I was calling on a really bad phone many, many, many years ago.
Right. And yet again, tonight, we're still on a delay like we're talking into a tin can. So who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? But we got to get you trivia.
Oh, that's true. I'm over here busy posting pictures of us being cute and stuff. I forgot that I had a mission. I was supposed to be doing important things like trivia. Concrete Dovetail, here we go. The Santa Claus. Seemingly ill-prepared, Scott Calvin doesn't have dinner ready on Christmas Eve and instead takes his son Charlie to this American chain restaurant. Is that Bob Evans, IHOP, or Denny's?
Denny's.
That is correct. Second one, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. During the heartfelt closing scenes of The Grinch, he is invited to carve the roast. What kind of roast is the Grinch carving?
It's a roast beef.
Ooh, can you say that one more time for me?
Roast beef, right?
It is actually a roast beast, like the roller coaster in Cincinnati.
We just watched it a couple days ago.
No, that's all right. That's all right. It still is going to give you the opportunity to give your entry in this evening's Mad Lib, your AI entry.
Because we would never take that away from you. And you've got, of course, the perennial favorite as your AI entry in the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. It is a plural part of the body.
Oh, I mean,
there are so many parts of the body in this thing. It's insane.
How can you be? How?
Don't worry. Help me out here. Plural part of the body. Plural part of the
many
body.
Many much.
We're going all business after this one.
I knew it. I knew it was coming. I mean,
sorry.
I know.
Part of the body. Plural.
Life.
I just don't want to do the obvious.
But sometimes, don't overthink it.
I overthink everything.
It's kind of his thing.
I know.
It is. Well, I'm going to say the crazy bones.
I hit my
funny bone a week ago, and my daughters thought it was hilarious.
Well, nothing's funnier than trying to act cool and ending up hurting yourself.
That's right.
One of the staples of humor, as far as I'm concerned.
There's no doubt about it. Thank you so much, Concrete Dovetail. We are always happy to hear from you.
You too.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
855-915-WMFO. You can be a part of this Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib.
Or via Skype at Belinda, B-I-T-T-T.
It's so true.
Skype it up.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Gonna miss this one this year.
It took her that long to get there?
I know.
That was crazy.
I've been holding on to the waitresses, trying not to do it all before the thing. But here it is. It's true. We were talking about you earlier.
We always do.
We were in,
wow. You just can't stop us.
Oh, no.
No, no, like earlier.
Oh, in real off-the-air time.
Oh.
We were in a spicy hot sauce store. Just saw something that reminded us of you, not Todd, that's all.
Aww. Before or after?
Before or after?
Yeah.
Oh, one and then?
Yeah, but I'm just trying to remember if before or after trivia. It's been a long time.
After.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right. Then it's to you.
We were trying to think of when the timeline of all things, not Todd. And we were talking about not of all things.
But of most things.
Let me rein it in a little and say all things bubbles in the think tank. And even more specifically Christmas. But in the duration of the Christmas Mad Lib, how long have you been in the mix?
That's a good one.
You know, how long have you been?
That's right.
Right. Participating in the Christmas Mad Lib. And
I don't go quite back to Dave Dubel.
Right.
Melinda, yes.
But in the Bill Brinkmuller, certainly is.
Oh, well. Yes.
So. Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes. Yes,
yes. So, not Todd, we're doing Christmas trivia related to popular Christmas movies and television shows. So, if you're ready, let's see what we got. In A Christmas Story, not Todd, after the turkey becomes dinner for the dogs, Ralphie's family decides to dine at a Chinese restaurant. And what is it that they order for dinner?
I believe it's goose.
That is correct. A Chinese duck or goose. Up next, not Todd. In Home Alone, Kevin explores the freedom of being home alone, and he sits down with a huge dish of ice cream sundae to watch a movie, not a real movie, but created for the film itself. What is the name of the movie? Is it Angels Without Wings, Angels with Dirty Faces, or Angels with Filthy Souls?
I think it was A.
Oh, it's actually Angels with Filthy Souls.
Oh, gosh.
I thought he would sweep on that one. I really did.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
So long for those days.
But I'm so glad we've got Not Todd. Oh, guess what?
I literally have no idea. Already?
You're the weasel. Hey, there's not many chances for entries in this Mad Lib, let me tell you.
The amount of words are disappearing.
I had to work really hard to get 10. As you will realize as I give you your weasel entry this evening, it is a motion in the past tense.
A motion
in the past tense.
What is that?
A motion, not emotion, not in the past tense. That's good to know.
It's like a motion one could make,
in the past tense.
See, I was struggling. I was struggling here.
Roared?
Yeah, that's a good one. Because maybe as we were walking around today in all the festivities that Boston has to hold, including a feminist craftacular flea market celebration, Kitty Purry was playing Roar, and maybe I sang it to all the people in Boston very loud.
Maybe.
Whatever, I did. It's great.
Thanks, Not Todd. We gotta run.
Thanks, Not Todd.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
He sounds happy. I like that.
855-915-9636 in order to be pre-ante penultimate
that
tonight.
That would be correct. Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm well.
That's what we like to hear, because it's, you know, Christmas.
It is Christmas. I was actually working on my Christmas show.
And when is that occurring?
Yeah, I wasn't sure when your next show was going to be. Oh, Christmas Day. That's right. Wow.
I have a Christmas Day show, which I'm pre-recording.
Ooh, pre-recording even. Aren't you getting fancy?
There's some production value.
Stuff, yeah. I may still go in, but I'm going to have it in the can just in case.
Right. In case other things are also in the can or the bag that day.
Exactly.
You just never know.
Just saying.
How Christmas Eve goes. I'm supposed to go to two seven fish dinners on Christmas Eve. So that's 14 fish.
That's a lot of fish.
That's the biblical amount of fish.
But of course, everyone out there already knows to listen to DJ Fred's
Omnipop Omnibus.
That's right. Part of the constellation of radio shows.
Aww.
I'm also doing our orbit.
A Christmas from Hell show on the
23rd. I know you are.
Ooh.
Very excited about that.
Friday the 23rd from 5 to 8, yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, you are pre-anti-penultimate tonight. We're doing Christmas movie Mad Lib trivia tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to fail miserably.
Oh, you never know. You never know. Let's just see.
Fred knows stuff.
So, how about Santa Claus also appeared in which obscure science fiction movie? Was that Explorers, Zardoz, Alphaville, or Brazil?
Zardoz.
Oh, I like the Sean Connery, but it was actually Brazil.
Aw. Yes.
Well, Brazil's not an obscure science fiction movie, is it?
I mean, obscure. We should have just said in which science fiction that all of our listeners would already listen and watch.
I wouldn't
and,
call it obscure or science fiction.
Yeah,
no.
That's okay.
We didn't write the trivia. We're just reading it.
All right.
And then, of course, you know, everyone knows that Fred Boak is, of course, our associate producer and valet when Chandler is not using him.
That's right.
But when exactly did you come on the scene here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, Fred?
You know, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know when I started. I guess sometime after you moved to Boston.
Yeah.
But early in your Boston career, I think.
Early in your Boston career.
So
that's
7 to 8 years ago, probably.
Yes.
All right.
Because we came in the summer of 8.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Late
but the
summer.
Christmas Mad Lib was still happening in Cincinnati.
Right.
This is year 5, I think we've established that.
Okay, we believe that's the case.
Here.
Then it was pretty early because I think it was in the Facebook. When you started, you know, you were on Facebook and.
Right.
And we watched we followed the.
Inauguration together.
Right.
That's right.
So, yeah, 2008, 2009, sometime around then.
There you go.
Well, Fred, you are the pre-antepenultimate caller, and your entry tonight is yet another part of the body.
Okay. Well, I already said something on the group, so I'll go with that. Pubic hair.
Just the one.
Just one.
It's not plural.
Just the one.
Thanks, Fred. We got to run.
Thanks, Fred.
Bye-bye.
855-915-9636.
And we said all business before. Now we mean it.
Is it serious now?
It's serious.
Serious.
And as we move into the antepenultimate call.
That's right.
Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Hello.
Hello.
I like hearing the delay over there.
Yeah, I gotta turn you down here.
That means somebody's listening to something. The show, most likely.
Yeah.
Are we turned down?
Yes, you are turned down. How are you?
We are fine, Freddie. It's Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research.
Hey, Freddie.
And Freddie, when did you come about the show?
When you started on Facebook, I think.
Okie dokie, then.
That's what brought everybody into the mix.
Yeah, well, when I started blabbing away on your page.
Not you.
Not the first. Freddie, you're anti-penultimate tonight. We're all business because potentially we could have some friends in the other room waiting to take over here. So we're going to scope that scene. So, what Christmas song opened the movie Lethal Weapon? Was that Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Winter Wonderland, Merry Christmas, Darlin', or Jingle Bell Rock?
What movie? The Weapon?
Lethal Weapon, starring Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Oh, yeah, that one. There's a Christmas song in that?
I guess. I guess
it starts the movie.
Yes.
I have no idea. I'll go with Jingle Bell Rock.
Well, you would be correct.
Ooh.
Hey.
Ding, ding.
Wow, hey.
How many separate stories appear in the British comedy, British romantic comedy, Love Actually? How many separate storylines are they following? Is it 5, 3, 7, or 10?
I don't know. That was on TV tonight, and I watched a few minutes of it, and I couldn't stand it. But I would go on with 5, because I like that number.
It's actually twice that many. 10 separate storylines weave themselves together in Love Actually.
Okay,
Freddie, you are the antepenultimate caller, and your antepenultimate entry is an amount.
Amount.
An amount?
That is correct. So nothing as simple as a number. No, no, no. It is amount.
If we hadn't made it clear, Belinda was really stretching for entries for
this. Yes, I was.
16.
Well, I'd say a big fat boatload. Yeah.
He understood. I knew he would.
I don't know why that made me laugh.
Thanks,
so much.
Freddie. Bye bye. Thanks for polling, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
That's right. Radio Obituary Retrospective next week.
Oh, goodness. Hard to believe.
855-915-WMFO. You will be penultimate.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who is it?
The director of Minutia.
Oh, it's Bob Cohen.
Hello, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob, merry all of the holidays which you choose to celebrate. And happy Christmas, Mad Lib. How are you?
Happy, merry, very good.
Excellent.
And what year did you come in? What year did you show up at the show?
Facebook reminded me like 3 years ago.
That sounds
like
right.
When I started raving about what could be better than Christmas Mad Libs.
Aww.
That's right. Very little.
Very little.
Let's do a little trivia here, Bob. In White Christmas, what was the name of Rosemary Clooney's character? Was that Susan Waverly, Doris Lentz, Betty Haynes, or Emma Allen? In White Christmas.
Susan Waverly.
It was Betty Haynes, actually.
Must have been some other movie.
Right, that other Rosemary Clooney Christmas movie.
That's right.
Then your penultimate entry is a verb in the past tense.
Oh, gambled.
Jambled. That's jambled. A fun one.
Like goats, and not like luck be a lady tonight.
Oh, but I like that one too.
Thanks, Bob. We got to run. Bye bye.
Okay. Happy Christmas.
Thanks. Bye bye. 855-915-WMFO, and you can be tonight's ultimate caller in the Christmas Mad Lib. That means you already know what the entry is.
That's right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Let me turn you down. Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Dan Aloy.
Oh, hi, Dan. Great to have you.
Hey, Dan.
It's Dan's maiden call.
Oh my gosh, a window to your soul, Dan.
That's right.
As the
Dan,
ultimate Christmas
I wish we could spend lots of time on your maiden call, but we have got to move, so let's get this trivia moving.
Here we go, Dan.
I called last year or the year before, but that's okay.
Oh, okay, well, never mind back. Then. So it's not so special, forget
Aww.
About that. Trivia.
Which best-selling Christmas toy partly inspired the movie Jingle All the Way? Was that Hot Wheels, Power Rangers, Tickle Me Elmo, or Bratz?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
I'm going